So this morning on the locker room, we're going to talk to local Olympic diver Grant Nell. Good morning, Grant.
Morning, Neil, Michael, Greg. How are you, boys?
Yeah, well, thanks.
Very well.
We're going well, and must sound great to finally get that word there, Olympic diver, against the name.
Yeah, of course. No, very very privileged and fortunate to have come away with being represented on the Australian team to compete in Rio.
Last time we spoke to you, I think you'd just been selected to get involved in the synchronised diving with Matt Mitchum. That must have been a great experience to be diving with someone of his calibre.
Oh, I mean, of course, Matt's obviously done the best, you know, coming home with the gold medal from the Beijing Olympics, and being a long-standing friend of mine, and absolute privilege to have dove with him, and it's been a great ride along the way.
So I hope that doesn't mean you end up on Dancing with the Stars and next season, does it?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's good. Just to refresh the listeners' memory, of course, you've been diving for many years. You started off in South Africa. Your mum was involved in Olympics as a gymnast. And then when you did a bit of gymnastics but injured your arms or your wrists or something like that at a young age, you decided to take up diving. So no regrets from that move, I'd suggest?
No, definitely not. I mean, especially now, you know, being named on the Olympic team. Look, gymnastics was a phenomenal sport for myself and obviously my family, but, you know, and it gives young kids the great opportunity to learn their bodies and, you know, become physically active and stuff like that. So, no, gymnastics was a great sort of pathway into my diving career.
And last time we spoke, it was at the Victorian Institute of Sport, but during last year, I believe you went over to South Australia and worked with the national coach, Michael LaRouche. What do you think he's added to your diving in that time?
Oh, I mean, he's been an absolute, you know, I mean, a huge stepping stone into making the team. You know, I gave up my job in Victoria. My fiance and I moved over here, so we gave up our, you know, family and stuff, and just a little bit closer to the pool, have this amazing coach, Michelle from Canada. And yeah, it's been an absolute privilege to be here and experience that. He's second to none, that's for sure.
And Grant, Greg here, I understand that doctors told you in 2015 that if you continued diving, you could damage your back to the extent that you might never walk again.
Yeah, Greg, that's true.
So how did you manage to overcome that injury, and is it still something that is in the back of your mind when you compete?
In terms of the process of overcoming the injury, it was quite a long journey, you know, from bed rest for quite a number of weeks to, you know, very slowly starting back doing Pilates and core stability exercises and stuff like that, to slowly progressing to do basic dives. Then you're 1.5 to 2.5, and now finally getting back up to, you know, some of my bigger dives, like my 4.5 somersaults. So that was a long road, and yes, it's always going to be a part of me to make sure that I keep my core stable and stuff like that, because this sort of injury doesn't really go away. You've got to just maintain and look after your body. But the support network that I have over here and the work, you know, from both obviously SASI and South Australian to the sport and the VIS, just been second to none. And because of that, we've been able to come away so far injury free.
Now, you're going to be in the 3-metre event.
Yes.
Have they sorted out who's going to do the synchronised diving yet out of the team members?
No, they haven't been any synchronised pairs picked in terms of that yet. It'll be James Connor and Dominic Bedgood on the platform and the individual, and Kevin Chavez and myself on the 3-metre individual.
Okay, and of course, there's a few other names, and Mick will be asking about those in a moment, but we were just looking at the competition. It used to be about halfway through the Olympics that the diving would start, but it looks like days 2 to 5 are also involved this time. Is that when they do their preliminary diving events, is it?
Yeah, basically, so it's quite a spread schedule this year at the Olympics. It almost goes for the full 2 weeks. The first competition is the women's 3-metre synchro, which is on the 5th, and, you know, the competition goes all the way through right at the end. I'm the start of the second week, so I'll be the 15th and 16th of August. The program is quite, because we're sharing the facilities or the other pool that's with the diving pool, with synchronized swimming and water polo, it just means that the event is spread over the game.
And of course, the other aspect is that it's an outdoor pool, from what I understand. That
yes.
would be a long time since they've had a major event in an outdoor pool.
Yeah, definitely, especially in Olympic Games, that's for sure. I think Atlanta was the last one. That was quite a while ago. We did have World Championships in 2013 in Barcelona, which was outdoors. And we have a few international sort of smaller Grand Prix that we go to throughout the year. So it's not going to be anything new for us. Yes, we have quite a few of the team members that aren't, this is their first Olympics. But, you know, then we have people like Melissa Wu or another Victorian local, Annabelle Smith, who have both competed in previous Olympic Games as well.
Yeah, Grant, just in regards to previous Olympics, we've seen gold medalists like Matt Mitchum and Chantelle yep. Newbury and these sort of people. Now, you mentioned Melissa Wu there and you mentioned Annabelle Smith, but it really is a changing of the guard, the team. It's a lot of new names, although Brittany Braben did win a silver medal in yep. London. But it's yep. but there's a lot of new names for Australians to look out for.
Yes, there is. There definitely is. And that's probably a great aspect, you know, or that just proves that we have got a whole lot more up-and-coming new athletes. You know, it's good to see that we do have depth in the sport. And, yeah, you know, as you did say, it is sort of new names coming up, but, you know, those names have done very well internationally over the last couple of years, so it's going to be great for all of us.
So the strength in diving, is it still China that are the top dogs in diving?
Yes and no. There's definitely all the other countries catching up now. Russia is obviously doing very well. The United States are doing well, and obviously Great Britain as well. So everyone's definitely closing on the Chinese. Yes, they've got a lot more depth in terms of the number of athletes that they can choose from, you know, compared to obviously us. But at the end of the day, we're competing with them internationally and it's becoming very close. So we're obviously recruiting the right people in Australia and the coaching staff that we've accumulated over the years and that we've sourced from internationally, that alongside with our amazing facilities, you know, from the Australian Sports Commission and stuff like that, and the support we have definitely brought us up in international standard.
So Grant, just getting back to that outdoor pool, using an outdoor pool, does that add a degree of difficulty in the event if there's a bit of a breeze blowing?
Yeah, never mind a bit of a breeze. I think that, you know, we had the World Cup trials there, or the test event in February, and during one of the events it was absolutely pouring down with rain.
Yeah.
You know, so there's quite a few things that you know, or elements, I guess, that come into play. And then, you know, at the end of the day, we're all in the same even playing field. You know, we're all diving in the rain or not in the rain or in the sunshine or overcast weather. So,
but do you have to allow for wind and that sort of thing if there was a pretty stiff breeze blowing?
Yeah, terribly, terribly windy, you can put your hand up and wait, you know, to do a dive between the wind or you
okay.
can try and... But, you know, at the end of the day, it's part of the fun and I guess it's a bit more entertaining for everyone else.
So had the team itself, now I think we actually had 10 positions, and we've named 9 divers at this point. Is there
yep.
going to be that extra position filled?
There very well might be. We're just sort of waiting to see, I guess, what the selectors are saying, so I can't really comment on that because
sure.
I totally have no idea. But saying that, our 9 strong team is phenomenal. You know, really good. Everyone's training really well at the moment. So we're all looking forward to it.
So, any goals at this point? Are people all hoping to get into that the finals in
yeah,
their events or going
yeah,
higher?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, if you can make it into a final, it's definitely anyone's game. I mean, we mentioned the outdoor pool and outdoor facilities. You know, the events are going to be run at night under floodlights and stuff. So it's going to be a great experience for anyone, and if you make a final, well, you basically bought your ticket and anything can happen.
It's a top 12 that make the final, isn't it, Grant?
Yes, it is.
So get into that top 12, and as you said, anything can happen. Just in regards to all the talk about the Zika virus and all that sort of stuff, how have you prepared for that? Are you sort of, are you well prepared for that? Have you had enough information, or you just go over there and... in a part of Brazil where it might not affect you as much? How's that really affected you?
Well, we were, as I said earlier, we were there in February and I didn't even see a mosquito. However, the AOC has advised us on proper precautions and stuff to take. I'm really not worried about it. You know, we're there to compete and that sort of thing. And the AOC will look after any sort of concerns around that, you know, the Zika virus or that aspect of why we're there in Brazil.
And Grant, diving seems to be one of those Olympic sports where the competitors are often quite young at 27. Are you 27 or is it 28?
28 now, yeah.
28 years of age. Do you go into these games knowing that it's most probably your first and last, or can there be life beyond 30 for an Olympic diver?
Look, you never say never. Ludi Wiggins, or previously Ludi Talkie, she competed at, in London over 30, and she did a phenomenal job for synchronised with Rachel Bug. We do have quite a few other international competitors that are older than I am. Mm. Yes, I am the eldest on the team, and they call me Gramp. So nice. they enjoy that. And look, at the end of the day, I'm taking a lot of experience. You know, we did say I've been diving sort of almost 20 years now, and I'll really call on that during the games and the experience that I've had in all the different competitions over the years. So look, be it my first, be it my last, you know, if there is more to come, there is more to come. I feel like I still have plenty more in the tank. And my diving's only getting better, so... Yeah.
Fantastic, Grant. And I read, speaking of experience, I read a comment from Melissa Wu recently where she said that the more you dive, the more you learn from experience.
Yeah.
So what does experience teach you in the sport of diving, and how is it applied to give you an advantage, I suppose?
I guess, in you know, following off Melissa Wu's words there is, you know, the more dives you do, the more confident you get. You know, the more you've done of repetitions, just the more confident you get. You know, more competitions you've done, the more you're used to being up there by yourself on the board, you know, or the crowd cheering for you, you know, trying to, you know, put the crowd to the one side, or put everything else, or everyone watching you.
And the wind.
Oh, yeah, and the wind, there we go, and the wind. So, no, it just more, you know, what Melissa was saying is just the number of repetitions and, right, you know, the more time you've travelled internationally, you've learned to deal with jet lag, you know.
Yep.
Just the small little things you get used to, and that sort of slight edge of working towards being a better competitor every time.
I've got to say, though, Grant, in regards to the competition, I love watching the diving, but I especially love watching the synchro diving. I reckon that's fantastic. And
yeah,
you mentioned Ludi Wiggins before, Ludi Talkie, as she was. Yeah. Remember, she was 4'8" or 4'10", and Rebecca Gilmore was about 6 foot tall, and they got a bronze medal.
Exactly.
And I love watching the different styles, though, the tall and the short. It's just it's amazing.
Yeah, if you train enough together, you can definitely make it work. And Rebecca and Ludi did a fantastic job there. And, you know, kudos to them. But, you know, at the end of the day, as I said, it's just the facilities and the coaching staff and the way that Australia is improving so much over the years now in the diving, that just brings it all together.
And the hunger is there for you guys to go well, and good luck.
I appreciate it. And guys, thank you very much for having me once on again. And, you know, if we want to chat again after Rio, I'm more than happy to. And yeah, I appreciate you having me on the show.
That'd be fantastic. And you can talk to us about a medal, hopefully. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
That'd be great.
Good on you, Grant.